I've just arrived at a house, 27 Wade Street in Watson. Just looks like a suburban house. But there's a tiny little room out the back that has something pretty special. Let's go and check it out. Knock, knock.
Yes,
hello, Anne. Lovely to meet you.
Come on through.
Oh, thank you. What a lovely garden. You must be in a little microclimate here.
Anne, it's a tiny little room.
It sure is.
Of perfectly curated things. Tell me about why you started this.
I'd been working at the ANU School of Art and Design, and I noticed that there was a bit of a gap when students leave art school. It's really hard to get into a gallery. So I was really keen to offer another option, and that's to create small artworks for a small space. Because a lot of the galleries like big works, so this was a little bit different.
Now, it's the size of a bathroom.
It is.
In a little extra end of the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we take a walk around it and let's see how many steps? Let's take a walk.
Yeah, sure. Oh, I never thought of that.
I'm going to measure it out, Anne.
Okay.
One, two, three down, and probably about one, two across.
Yeah, yeah. Just under 6 metres square.
It's absolutely exquisite. You've hung everything beautifully, little shelves. Tell me about making this space.
Oh, look, my poor husband, I'd be like, babe, I found this on Pinterest. And he'd be like, oh, my God, how am I going to make it? So I'd have to literally find the instructions on making the box shelves. So once I found them, he went, yep, I can do that, but you've got to paint them. So we went ahead and did that. The other thing we also do that's different to most galleries is that we pin the artwork with little dressmaker pins. So we're showing clients there's a new way of hanging artworks. You don't necessarily need to drill into the wall. So
I'm looking here, there's a little tiny artwork, a little pin, like a dressmaker pin, in the wall.
And it leaves the lightest mark. And that's the best part about it. And once you take the pin out, just get a white pencil, colour her in, and she's fine.
We see so much here. There's earrings, there's pictures, paintings, wire work.
Ceramics.
Yeah. Weaving, bags, handicraft, woodwork. And the lighting is very important.
Yeah, so that was one of the things I wanted to do was have a professional lighting system, a professional hanging rack system. It's painted white deliberately with warm floorboards because I've just come back from Denmark and that's how the Danish show off their artwork. It's really important to have a really crisp white background, pink sort of, I suppose, floorboards to bring in the warmth for the room. And then the leather straps are a beautiful sort of tan pink.
Where do you get all your artworks from?
I actually know a lot of the people, so I've met them through the School of Art and Design. And I also stalked a few artists on Instagram, and they were fantastic. So Michelle Hybel is a Swiss-Australian artist, and she lives up in the Hunter Valley. So she depicts beautiful farmland scenes on black clayboard, and they're just stunning. And another artist was Amanda Wesley. She's from South Australia. She's an Indigenous artist. She's only probably in her 20s, I think, and she's fantastic. I love her.
Do you exhibit in here, or do you? How often would you turn over?
So this one actually gets turned over twice a year. We have two shows because the idea was to have a stable of artists that could show their works for longer. So most galleries do back-to-back programs and they do 2 to 3 weeks per exhibition, which is fantastic. We really need that. I just wanted to do something different to them that would complement what they're doing, and that means artists have longer rather than a very short period. And then the two shows, one is a group annual show that's coming up in September, and it's a painting show. I've got to find room for 25 artists, and they're going to have up to 4 weeks each to fit in the space.
In this space?
Yes, yes.
Already the walls. It's perfect. I don't feel overcrowded at all here, but this will change.
It changes completely, and what happens is the shelves come out, and then it's curated in such a way that you have to come back to see it again because it's very different. I don't know, it's such a special space. I love it.
And obviously, if this gallery gets really popular, how many, is it a one in, one out policy?
Oh, no, 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 no. We can fit quite a few people in here. It gets very intimate.
I'm just wandering around. I think this is the beauty of also being a small gallery, is that you can see the fine detail of things. I see a basket here that looks like it's been woven with wire. And there's a tiny little, it looks like it's smaller than, I'm going to say Cockington Green. Whenever people think miniatures, they think Cockington Green. But there's a miniature garden. It's on a tiny scale. Everything here, while you can quickly whiz around the gallery, everything is so delightfully done and framed. How long have you been open?
So 2 years. Oh. We're coming up to our second birthday, end of September, and that's when the painting show will open, so we'll celebrate with that show.
Very difficult to have big launches here.
It is, but what we do, I mean, they're private openings, and we have a garage that my husband converts into a pop-up bar. So we have the wine, the hot food, we have heaters, we roll out the carpet, and he basically decorates the place, and it's fantastic. So, and we have a marquee, the lights are twinkling. So it's just, you know, everyone's either in the garage or outside under the marquee or in the gallery, and it's great.
Thanks, Anne. Bye-bye.